Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Petty and his Heartbreakers bring us back.
It's all right if you love me.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, who generally... depending on the topic, disagrees or agrees with me and I with him, and that's the reason we like each other so much. It's always fun to be with Rick, and he's an outstanding columnist for Yahoo Finance. That's finance.yahoo.com. Author of Rebounders. And what's that new book again, Rick, coming out next year?
It's going to be called Liberty for All.
Liberty for All.
It's about reclaiming financial and political freedom.
There you go, and I can't wait to hear about it. Next time you're here, we need to start teasing us a little bit more with it. Give us some.
Okay.
And we'll run it through our filter, and we'll see if it kind of comes out the other side. How about that?
Okay.
We got you've been writing recently about the Affordable Care Act, the alleged. No, we're not even calling it alleged. It's not even alleged to be anymore. We now know that that Obamacare cannot correctly be called the Affordable Care Act, but that's a little editorializing on my part. But you've been writing about this, and you say that there's some things coming at us that we might not even know about.
Yeah, the biggest thing to watch for is this Supreme Court case, which has been a real sleeper that a lot of people haven't noticed, but the Supreme Court has now agreed to take up yet another legal challenge to Obamacare. And this is pretty interesting, because the question is whether there's some language in the bill itself that, honestly, it looks like a mistake in the way they wrote the bill, but the way the wording reads is that people in the states where there is no state exchange are not eligible for federal subsidies, and that's 34 states.
Yeah, so these are the states that have federal exchanges, where the state did not set up an exchange. But
that's
the
right.
Now let me ask you a question. There are three kinds of exchanges. There's a state exchange, there's a federal exchange, and then there's a state exchange that the feds help them build.
Mm-hmm.
So which one is the 34? Does that include the ones where the state allowed the feds to build it for them?
The states just chose not to run their own exchange.
Okay,
when they drafted the bill, they sort of anticipated that all the states would want to have their own exchange.
They couldn't imagine the states wouldn't fall in love with this idea.
Yeah,
so,
that turned out.
But now, here's the thing, though. Mr. Gruber outed them on this, didn't he? Professor Jonathan Gruber of MIT, one of the architects. What did he say, Rick?
Yeah, you're going into the weeds here. But John Gruber. John Gruber's an MIT health economist. He was one of the principal architects of RomneyCare, the Massachusetts law that was sort of the baseline for Obamacare.
And Obamacare. He was very much involved in Obamacare.
Yeah, that's right. And he came out and he said, well, the only reason this law passed in the first place is because nobody knew what was in it and because voters are stupid.
Yeah.
But
he also said something about the states, about their intention when they wrote it, the part about the states.
They just didn't know that the states wouldn't want to take this on, so they didn't anticipate.
He said that putting in there about the states and not expanding it to whether the states had an extension, had one or not, was intentional. It wasn't an accident. He said that.
Okay. Whatever the case, we're now in this position. Nobody saw this coming, honestly. And if the Supreme Court upholds this challenge, it will basically mean that people in 34 states who are in Obamacare are not eligible for the subsidies. And that's a huge deal because, for starters, we're talking about that could be 5 million people or so
who
are just going to lose their subsidies.
Some of them who have already gotten subsidy, would that be clawed back? Will they go back and get that money?
Yeah, it's a horrible mess to try to figure out how it would play out.
Some people have said that the only way that the Supreme Court will approve this or will rule against the administration is if they think the Republicans or whoever has a way to take care of those people to catch them
That gets deep into we don't know. You can slice this all different ways when you're trying to predict how the Supreme Court will rule, but the important thing here, Jim, is If the subsidies were to be deemed not legal for these people, the whole law kind of collapses because you can't run this thing with 2 million people. You need you need 5, 10.
You have to make people join.
You need a large number of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or else. Or else.
It's the individual mandate that would be at risk, right?
Well, no, it's not, because they've already said the individual mandate.
But if you can't,
the subsidies.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
The subsidies.
But like you say, you still got to have the people to join. But the thing is that won't be decided until June, right? End of June.
We don't know. It could be earlier than that.
Oh,
but no,
okay.
Later than the end
of June. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Sure thing, Jim.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. Finance.yahoo.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.